The Mary Lee Taylor Program. Brought to you by Tet Milk, America's first evaporated milk. Yes, it's Christmas in Mary Lee Taylor's friendly kitchen, and there's not a pot or pan in sight, just stacks of gay cards and packages and a tree bright with ornaments and lights. And Mary Lee Taylor herself with a sprig of holly in her hair. And here she is, Mary Lee on NBC.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor. I can't tell you how glad I am to be talking to you on the very morning of Christmas Day. There are many ways of saying Merry Christmas. Some people say it with cards. Others with gifts, large and small. Others come Christmas calling. And that's what I wish I could do. Come a-calling on you with a box of my own homemade candies or cookies. But since I can't, I'm going to give you something that you can carry in your heart. A Christmas story and some of the songs that are as much a part of this happy season as holly berries and Christmas trees. And I'm sure you'll be as thrilled as I am to know that the songs will be sung by Emil Cote's Serenaders, who are featured each Saturday night on the Pet Milk Show. So, I take you now to New York, where, to set the stage for a Merry Christmas, the Serenaders will bring you first Winter Wonderland and Jingle Bells.
Lay the green, fire.
Continue the program now with a medley of famous Christmas carols.
Oh,
now,
Angels We Have Heard on High.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing on the plain, and the mountains in reply echo back their joyous strain. Oh, my God.
day of wonder, a day of hope. Yes, all this. But to children all over the world, a day of magic enchantment. To them, and to their grown-up brothers and sisters, the serenaders now sing a medley of nursery rhymes.
Boys and girls, come out to play. The moon's a shining bright and clear. Leave your supper and leave your seats and join your friends up above in the stream. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.
Humpty Dumpty had a great ball.
All the king's horses and all the king's men.
Song of the day, White Christmas.
Oh.
now take you back to Mary Lee Taylor.
On this happiest of all days in the year, when everyone is filled with the spirit of giving, I'd like to tell a story that has been told many times, but that will never grow old. It's the story of a Christmas gift that will live forever. The gift of this story was a simple song. A song created by two friends more than 100 years ago and left for all the world to enjoy. The names of the two men are almost forgotten, but the song they wrote is immortal. It happened in a tiny village high up in the Austrian Alps on a December eve 130 years ago. A heavy snow had fallen, and all the rooftops were white. Pillows of snow lay on the windowsills and fence rails and clung to the branches of the leafless trees. And in his study, Father Joseph Moore, priest of the parish, sat alone reading the Bible. All through the valley, the children were filled with excitement, for it was Holy Eve, and they could stay up for midnight mass. On their way to the church, down the open, frozen trails, they carried rushlights so that, from the village, the valley looked like a huge Christmas tree with 100 moving candles. But the young priest had no eyes for the valley so festively lighted. With his Bible open, he sat at his study table, working on a sermon for the midnight service. And he read again the story of the shepherds in the fields to whom the angel came and said, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." Then a knock sounded on the study door, and a peasant woman, wrapped in a coarse shawl, told him of a child born that day to a poor charcoal maker's wife who lived on one of the highest Alps in his parish. Would he come and bless the infant? The scene in the dimly lighted hut of the charcoal maker certainly did not resemble the manger in the city of David. Yet Father Moore was strangely moved, and the words from the Bible suddenly seemed to be addressed to him as he looked at the young mother, happily holding her baby asleep in her arms. And when he returned to the valley, his soul was filled with music. To Father Moore, a true Christmas miracle had come to pass. Sitting in his study after the midnight service, he tried to put down on paper what he felt, and the words kept turning into verse. It was late, and the night was still, when Father Moore's organist and friend, Franz Gruber, entered the study quietly. "Franz," Father Moore said, "a wonderful thing happened to me tonight. I've been trying to put it on paper, put it into verse. Perhaps you could write some music, and it could be our Christmas song." And Franz read the words that Father Moore had written. "This is beautiful," he said. "Yes, yes, I can write music for this. Now, this very night." And so, on that Christmas Eve, in a tiny village high up in the Austrian Alps, 130 years ago, a song was born. Inspired by a newborn babe in the humble hut of a charcoal maker and written from the hearts of two kindly men. A simple song called simply The Song from Heaven. A song that has been a Christmas gift to everyone in the world who believes in peace and goodwill among men. And now, in New York, Emil Cote's serenaders will sing this song for you. The song we call Silent Night.
Return you to Mary Lee Taylor.
To all of you, my NBC radio friends, may I say how glad I am that you've let me share this much of Christmas with you. I hope the songs of the serenaders have brought joy to your heart as they have to mine. And now, until next Saturday, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying, Merry Christmas, and God be with you.
Next Saturday morning, Mary Lee Taylor will be back. Same time, same spot on your dial. So join us then, won't you? And listen tonight when Vic Damone, Hollis Shaw, the Serenaders, and Gus Henschen and the Pet Milk Orchestra bring you the special Pet Milk Christmas Night program over most of these same NBC stations. This is Del King speaking for Pet Milk and wishing you and yours good luck, good health, and a good Christmas.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.